1776.
The 112th Congress is sworn in for better or worse. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The name of this show, I don't care about your stripes, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Just furious about what's happening to our nation, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Well, this is the time to speak out on this overnight highway. Let me give out the digits right from the get-go. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Here's what the House pledge sounded like in D.C. earlier on the day.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of your office on which you are about to enter, so help you God. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, too, because it's going to be a question of playing to the base or setting out in a different direction. And what about partisan versus bipartisan politics? Remember, this new political world, this wild territory, is the fact that most people voted in the midterm elections because they didn't like what was happening. They didn't like how polarized Congress was, and they wanted better answers. As Americans, our representatives, remember, we the people, we wanted better representation. That's why so many newbies got in. That's why grassroots efforts worked, because people voted for what they did not like. So Republican or Democrat, the tasks already rolled out on Wednesday when the new Congress was sworn in. The Republicans assumed control of the House and in the Senate. They padded a few of their numbers. Is it going to be politics as usual? Will it be tweaked a little bit? And there's some very, very catastrophic things that hang in the balance economically. Economically for individuals, where I just read today, you know, we're going to Washington to talk about health care in 3 weeks. And I read today that in some cases, individual premiums, you know, health care is going up 59%. How do you pay that kind of an increase when you're paying more for taxes and everything else? You're nickel and dime all over the place. Dimed. Imagine if you have children. I just don't know how people can afford it. Seriously, depending on where they live and what they do for a living, I guess that's the answer, right? So you think about Bill Clinton and the 94 elections. Now he was in this position. Now Obama is in the same position after the midterm elections. Will he shift to the middle? Will there be a shift to the middle? Because there's got to be something that happens in Capitol Hill. Otherwise, we've got a logjam and a lot of no's. Is there going to be a balance that's struck between the ideological, easy for me to say, pursuits, that's what happens when you have too much coffee, and the centrist people, voters, who really pushed to elect certain folks that, like I said, are now the newbies. And this is going to be interesting to watch it play out. That's why each and every show we do check in with Washington to get some reactions, to get a feel for what it was like. And in talking to the folks in Washington today, not since Newt Gingrich took over as Speaker of the House has there been such chaos on the Hill, where people were running around all over the place. You could feel that crazy kind of buzz in the air with this new Congress. What does it all mean? Nancy Pelosi, for her part, did the right thing as she steps aside as Speaker, graciously talking about John Boehner and welcoming him, as she should have done. But she also threw this into the mix. Listen to what she said.
We extend the hand of friendship to create jobs, grow the middle class, and reduce the deficit.
All right, so middle class, middle class, middle class. Boy, you almost want to believe her, I'm telling you. You almost want to believe her. Healthcare costs, like I said, still through the roof for most families. Businesses, small businesses are getting killed with this. Our debt is out of control. We have to raise that debt ceiling again. No balanced budget. I mean, you know the problems. We talk about them constantly here on America Tonight. So there's going to be some pretty tough decisions for this 112th Congress. The monkey business has to end. That's why the people voted to end the same old business as usual mantra that had been going on over and over and over and over again before our eyes, at least in these last couple of decades. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're our leadoff man. What's up?
Madam President, I am so grateful to you for having that guest on. I'm looking for a woman that is very rich, has a large ranch, and a good supply of alcohol. Being a good Catholic girl, that coffee you're drinking might have a little bit of added, such as cream or sugar, right?
That's probably it. I should just drink it black. You're right.
Yeah, okay. I know I got one for you. There was this little Cajun boy that was in school, and his teacher seemed that he was just looking out the window, so she's going to snap him in detention. She said, T-Jones? Stand and deliver. So he stands up next to his little desk, and she says, who signed the Declaration of Independence? He says, I don't know, and I don't give a damn. She says, I'm not going to stand for that. You go home and get your papa and bring him right here right now. So he goes home and gets his daddy and says, Daddy, you got to come up to that school. He says, Dad, teacher, she mad, and she want to talk to you right now. So his daddy goes up there with him, and he goes inside, and he says, what's the problem, ma'am? She says, I asked your boy, T. John, who signed the Declaration of Independence. He said he don't know and he don't give no damn. He says, I no gonna stand for that. You go out and you talk to that boy. So he goes outside and he grabs his little boy and slams him up against the wall and says, T. John, if you sign that paper, you tell that woman I don't want her mad at me.
You are great with the jokes. That's what you need to do. You need to be in one of those really dark watering holes, delivering your stuff on a stage somewhere.
My dad always said the way I looked, it was definitely a joke. And so, you know, what can I do, you know? Now, get back to a little bit of politics here. In the 16 months that our beloved president has been in office, he has raised our deficit $6 trillion in 16 months.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe, just maybe, we ought to do something about it?
Oh, absolutely. That's the problem. It's the fall of all of us if that isn't ended. It cannot continue down this path. We just can't do it. Something has to change. We have to roll it back. I agree with the polls where they say try to roll it back to 2008.
You know, you are such a smart woman. I am so proud of you.
Dan in Texas, you flatter. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you again. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. What do you think, 112th Congress? In the end, will they be successful? Is it going to be a bumpy road? Is it going to be business as usual? Ooh, let's hope not.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425 or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 5th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,380. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,415.76, $707.88 for a half ounce, or $353.94 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,415.76, $707.88, or $353.94.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A lot of time dancing now that they are in session, 112th Congress, like I said. What do you think? It's fun to speculate. It's kind of like that nail the score thing. Nail the Congress and nail the Senate. Will they actually accomplish anything, including health care? The individual mandate, it's crazy. I think it has to go out the window, and it's going to crush a lot of people if they're forced to do it. And really what they're going to do is play chicken with the whole thing, kind of catch me if you can. So I think it's and the hiring of more government, because that's what's going to happen when we're drowning in all this debt. Already they've had to hire 2,000 new IRS folks to try to go after the people with the individual who aren't following the individual mandate, who aren't getting their own insurance, in other words, if this is allowed to just kick through. And then you see insurance premiums going through the roof. It would have been so easy to just increase the competition. We live in a capitalistic country that can really work, and it can work for all income levels, all classes, when done correctly. Somehow we just lost sight of that. And I think we elected some lousy people who were more about themselves than about the matters at hand that were so serious. Because a lot of this, it's always about catch up. It's never about getting in front of the eight ball. I don't understand. It's the lack of action. It's always reaction. And, you know, that's what happens. It's just like in life. You know, when there's something you don't want to do, and you don't want to do whatever it is, lose weight, get a new job, apply for jobs. People hate that. So you just bury your head in the sand, bury your head in the sand, bury your head in the sand. What happens? Your head gets stuck in the sand, and you can't get it out. Because what was once kind of a pain in the rear, and you didn't want to get to it, now becomes that much worse, becomes a huge problem. And that's what we did. That's what they did in D.C. So now it has to be untangled. It has to be untangled. They cannot continue to go down the spending route. They cannot do it. By the way, Thursday's agenda includes slicing funding of offices for those that were just elected and people that are there now if they wanted to spruce it up. So committees, budgets, and then, of course, the staff, the leadership staff, will it all get slashed by 5%. I mean, it's just a drop in the bucket. It's $35 million, but, you know, it's a step in the right direction. A couple of those $35 millions will start to add up. So let's see what happens as we compare John Boehner to Newt Gingrich, who was the guy who led the Republicans to power in 94. Boehner's a different guy than Gingrich, way different than Gingrich. And he's trying to be a lot more of a humbler person, let's say, for lack of a better way to describe it. And I think he, from what I understand, despite some of the things that have been said, I think he really does want to try to work with some of the Democrats. He needs a few friends. All right, let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate. I guess you said they're gonna cut some spending for the offices for the representatives.
Yeah, so those $5,000 checks they were gonna get to spruce everything up, they're not getting them.
Oh, the shame of it all.
I know, they're gonna have to go to the hardware store and put in some old fashioned nails and hang up some diplomas.
Well, apparently Nancy Pelosi will lose her vacuum tube that she's been in for the last 2 years. I couldn't believe the comment she made today. Apparently, I have missed something, but she said, we've all been about deficit reduction the last couple of years, and now that's not going to happen.
Yeah, deficit reduction, I'd say it's been about spending.
Well, I mean, how do you proceed to get somewhere when you have somebody comes out and makes that kind of statement, and they've raised the, you know, spent trillions of dollars, raised the debt trillions, and then comes out and says, well, we've been about deficit reduction the last 2 years. Now that's not going to happen. That doesn't speak well to us working together to get something done. If that woman is that naive,
yeah,
I think she really meant what she said.
I think she meant what she said, too, because what we played, we had a comment from Nancy Pelosi where she talked about extending the hand of friendship, and that was part of what she said. So that was the part that made sense. And then you're right, she hauled off into the whole deficit thing. And she started off by calling Republicans hypocrites, basically, for trying, let's face it, for trying to repeal health care.
I don't understand the woman. I mean, they spent all this money, and then she makes a statement like that. I just don't think there's any way that we can work with people like that who want to deny what the facts are.
Yeah, Pelosi, you know, what she was saying, she said that the Democrats are focusing on jobs, improving the economy, shrinking the federal deficit, like you said. But she was part of the runaway spending. That was all part of the stimulus and everything else that entailed, and that was just a drop in the bucket. So we'll see. I mean, you know, are they going to solve the problems? Is this what? How is this going to work out? Boehner takes the gavel over. I think there's going to have to be some cooperation on the votes, especially in the Senate more than the House. We'll see if this 112th gets some of this done. I'd love to see them just chop off as much spending as they could, chop off as much government as they could.
Well, we need input from both sides.
Yes.
Irregardless of who
yes.
won the election. But how can you get anything concrete? How can you get anything reasonable when the minority leader says crap like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, her whole thing was she was defensive. The whole thing was about more than anything being defensive about the new health care law, because of the Republicans have already scheduled a vote next week on a bill to repeal it. And she doesn't like this. And that's, I think, part of the deal is the defensiveness of it. And that's part of the problem, you know. I mean, look, unemployment, you know this, it's stuck at almost 10%. It's crazy. It's crazy what's happened.
Well, you're far more perceptive about it than I am, but I don't, I just cannot understand a party who professes to be wanting to simulate the economy with billions and trillions of dollars and find ourselves $15 trillion in debt for whatever it is over the debt structure we had before, and then expect the Republicans to work with her. I just find that very difficult to believe.
Yeah. You know, I would say I would say that part of that was she regrets losing her grip on the power, and she regrets that health care thing, like I said. But there's no question that I think we're on to better things. I keep saying this. It's about we, the people. The government is supposed to be by the people, for the people. It's not supposed to be people that grab the power and run amok with it and get us stuck in this storm that we're in the middle of, that we have to get out of. We just have to get out of it. Dale, thanks for the call. You're very perceptive about Nancy Pelosi. You're right.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Thanks, Dale.
Bye.
Dale, such a bummer, sounding so doubtful about what's going to happen with 112th. You might feel like, Dale, what do you think? Or do you think people will work together? 800-259-5791. Remember, I say this all the time, and it is just the honest truth. I don't care, Republican, Democrat, whatever. You know what the mantra is for most people? What's in it for me, baby? What's in it for me? So I get elected. I want to get elected again, and I want to get elected again. That's why Claire McCaskill, who was so dead set on you have to have an individual mandate, that you have to have coverage, everyone has to have coverage. Now she's saying that's not going to work. We got to look at other alternatives. Why? Because she's feeling the heat in Missouri, as she's going to have to run for re-election in 2012. It's the business of getting re-elected. That's why I like term limits. Stay with us. We can count next.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. I know that this is ridiculous, but we need some levity on this show. We're always so serious, because we live in serious times and we're all venting. So let's have some fun on We Can Count. Well, we'll mix some fun in anyway. Reese Witherspoon, you know who she is? Did you know that I think it's her great-great-grandfather is one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence? How about that? Anyway, she wasn't talking about signing old important documents. She's been talking a lot about being newly engaged. She is, which I don't really care that she's newly engaged. But her ring could cut you. In a dark alley, I wouldn't want to meet her if she put her fist up to me. It's a 4-carat sucker, $250,000. They call it an Ashoka cut diamond ring. Wow. Boy, these agents must make a lot. I think her fiancé is some kind of an agent. His name is Jim Toff. The rich get richer. She's not worried so much about what's happening in Washington, I'm telling you. All right, speaking of the rich, on the cover of Time, Zuckerberg, the kid behind Facebook. He was the man of the year, right? Do you know that Facebook now has 600 million users. It's been valued at $50 billion. Wow. Goldman Sachs is investing $450 million in Facebook, and they're going to offer $1.5 billion of common stock to their wealthiest clients. I think we're going down the wrong track. I thought I was supposed to lighten the load. Not pop a cork over that. Hey, listen. He was a kid who was an entrepreneur, came up with the idea, whether he came up with the idea himself or not, whether you believe that those other guys at Harvard also had a hand in it, doesn't matter. He's behind it, and he struck out, and that's part of the American dream, right? Did he think he knew that he was going to make that much off of a social networking site? Which, by the way, we are on Facebook. So if you want to friend us, go to americatonight.net. You can even link right to Facebook there. All right, this is crazy stuff. 2 in 3 CPR lessons on YouTube are wrong. That's scary. See, we all rely on the Internet so much that sometimes people don't check out the facts. But people who teach CPR apparently started digging around, researching it, and they found out that of the 52 videos that teach CPR that popped up on YouTube, they were uploaded by people who didn't have any health background. So a lot of what they were explaining wasn't done correctly. And that's the thing. If you're going to jump in and do some CPR, boy, you want to do it correctly. I wonder how many people listening to me know CPR. I'm thinking that a lot of you probably don't know CPR. Close to 2/3 of the American people, they say, although how could they come up with that? I don't know. Somehow they came up with this, not just on the YouTube thing. They're saying that they didn't understand some of the basic things of deep chest compressions. And according to the American Heart Association, you have to know that kind of stuff because you have to know that at least 100 compressions per minute is what you're going for to keep people alive. Yeah. I was in a restaurant one time, and this wasn't CPR, but it was the Heimlich maneuver. And, you know, I always thought they make fun of it in movies, and you hear, oh, somebody was given the Heimlich maneuver, they had something stuck, and it was great, and they survived. And somebody actually did that in a restaurant where I was. The guy was choking. It was scary. And a guy came behind him. He didn't know him. Poof, Heimlich maneuver, and they dislodged what was caught. There was something that was caught. I think it was bread, actually, that was caught in his windpipe, and they were able to dislodge it. That was pretty incredible. That's it for We Can Count, folks. I know, a little bit on the ridiculous side this time around. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. Mark, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. I just got the connection. I think Red Cross teaches CPR if you want to learn.
Yes, anything. Red Cross would be better. Do you know CPR?
They offered it. I don't have a detailed knowledge. I just have basic first aid. That's the course I want to take. I asked one of my instructors for the hazardous materials response that we do at work. I have to. I'm sad to say I don't know it. I hope. No, probably tomorrow I'll have to call you back and say, hey, somebody dropped dead on me because I didn't learn it. But you said 100 times. That's a hell of a lot of pumping. And what happened was most people, and not myself included, but, I mean, you know, you have to worry about the risk of everything. But they'll stand by and watch you die. I mean, it's just, you know, it's true. You have to have the capability to help out. But even if it's just having a clean T-shirt to give somebody that's bleeding, that's just, you know, at least that's what's a lot of stuff I've seen here in New York, that the people just, you know, the
isn't that sad, though, Mark? You know what I would honestly say? Just from you calling the show, the times that you've called it, I would say you wouldn't be a guy that would stand by. I think you would try to help.
Well, they give us a certain amount of training at my, but even beyond in my training at work, that's not the kind of person I am. I mean, yeah. I've talked to you 1,000 times about firearms, and it's never about, I don't want to shoot, kill anybody, but I want to help people. I'm trying to get you to learn to help yourself. As Jesus said, you know, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man a fish, you feed him for a lifetime.
Right.
So it's just that whole aspect. But that wasn't why I called, but it's definitely good to know, because if we get many more snow, people are going to be shoveling and dropping dead from
drilling. Yeah, kidding, shoveling, yes.
But just a really quick couple of topics. Dale was right about Nancy Pelosi. You know, being incredulous, saying that they were about deficit reduction. But their feet are never held to fire. And I'm really getting tired of labels, liberal, conservative. I've been listening to one of your co-patriots down along the dial, Alan Combs, and I listened to him, and his listeners scream at conservatives. The other guys can scream at liberals. But it's just tiresome after a while, because if you read, like I do, I read the conservative magazines, I'm getting sick and tired of some of the stuff like the TSA and the Abdul Matabo. They don't tell the truth about the underwear bomber. And I've also read Mother Jones and The Nation at times. You just try to get a balanced view.
Sure, sure.
But still, people try to pigeonhole you. But, you know, when she said that, when back to Nancy Pelosi, I mean, I read somewhere that she was inaugurated or whatever, there's some anniversary of some hardcore socialist in San Francisco that she's been a part of, some group. It doesn't surprise me that, you know, they just lie and they just figure the American people are so stupid that they're going to not hold their feet to the fire. And this is what people are sick of. And no matter, I mean, I'm not splitting hairs here or comparing apples and oranges. Whatever party or whatever person does it, if you know that they're lying through their teeth, you have to challenge them. You know, it's like, are you serious with this? But to answer Dale, they just don't give a damn.
No.
That's what people are. We're somewhat. And I get friends who are, I have you know people that are hardcore liberals, or I use the term, you know, they say, well, you shouldn't be for Republicans because they're going to cut you're a union man, they're going to cut your benefits. My union gave up, just as really quick, and I'll get off the air. They talk about unions having pensions, and you know, it's gold-plated, your health insurance. My union agreed to give up the defined benefit. And for your folks that don't know what that is, that's basically in New York State, when you sign the contract or the union side, they agreed to pay you a pension. They put money in for you. Well, they took that away from us, and they made it defined contribution, which is you take control of your retirement, like a 401k. So I was with my union for like 10 years, and they took like $15,000. I never put a dime into it, but they took it away and said, well, now you're in defined contribution. So I support my union, but, you know, we don't all get everything gold-plated. We gave up the defined benefit, and we got the contribution. They said, well, what are you getting on that point for? Because, you know, everybody's situation is different. So we have to give and take in here. And the point I'm talking about give and take is, you know, you have to look at everyone's point of view. And it's just that, you know, of course, you know, you think the Republicans are going to be a benefit. Well, hopefully, if they can hew to the Constitution and just tell the people the truth, tell us where the money is being spent. And I'll give Nancy Pelosi credit if she would just do this. Talking about deficit reduction, stop spending. Why didn't she go up to the Pentagon and to the Obama and say, look, you know what, we're defunding these wars when they were in power. Why didn't she do that? Because they're both parties, Pelosi and especially even with the financial aid, the financial control, the finance bill that it was Feinstein's husband was involved with the subprime mortgage.
Yep.
They all got their hands in the till.
Yep, yep.
And they're just afraid that, hey, you know what, even if there's a slight change, all these Republicans, the people are going to realize, you know, you people are lying to us. You're screwing with us.
Right.
And we're just tired of it. That's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So they lie
yeah.
and cheat and steal. And like I said, they try to roll over us. And hopefully we can roll back because, you know, it's our country. They work for us. They're our employees.
Absolutely.
They have seemed to have forgotten that.
Absolutely. And, well said. Very good call, Mark.
All right.
And
thanks. Tomorrow I want to call you about I'll call you tomorrow about the something with guns and ammunition, something very important is going on, but I've taken enough of your time. Thanks, baby.
All right, I know what he's talking about, I think. We'll talk to him probably tomorrow. All right, well, you heard what Mark said there, how he's trying to read other things. He's trying to balance himself out. It's like what I say on this show. I don't care what you call yourself, left or right or somewhere in between. There has to be some compromise. There has to be conversations again. And he's right. We say this constantly. It's a government by the people, for the people. It's about all of us. These are just the people that we have elected. And you cannot forget that he's absolutely 100% right on that. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to go to Sam in Montreal, plus Roger Madden. In fact, he's talking about the unions in his little commentary. It's a pretty good one. Wait till you hear it. That's next. We kick the can down the road here in America Tonight.
Thank you. If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
You here on America Tonight. If you want to throw in your two cents, just jam on this number. Grab the phone, 800-259-5791, or shoot me an email, americatonight.net. 112th Congress, what will it shape up to be? We know the numbers, 94 new congressmen, 94 new, only 9 weren't Republicans. Some new Republican faces in the Senate. Will there be cooperation? Will there be movement? Will something get done in the spirit of helping America survive and thrive? 19 Democrats voted against Nancy Pelosi. That was the worst for any party nominee. I didn't realize this since. You ready for this? 1923. So she got 173 Democrats, but the rest of them voted for someone else, and one voted present. And there was, so that was pretty big, the anti-Pelosi vote. Of course, John Boehner won the vote with the support of 241 Republicans who voted. He is the Speaker of the House, And there's a group called the Congressional Research Service. So they do all the facts and figures. They do the research. And they dug up that number of 1923. You know, who knows these people, but just for fun, I'm going to throw it out there. On the first ballot, the Republicans' nominee, Frederick Gillett, had 23 other lawmakers support different Republicans. He still ended up winning the speakership on the ninth ballot back then. Here's an interesting side note, too, to that. I like the whole procedural thing that happens, I think, on the Hill in the beginning. So Congressman Schuler, who's a Democrat from North Carolina, got 11 votes on Wednesday. And he said the reason why is really just to get a middle ground between Pelosi and Boehner. Because speaker's elections always put the leaders of the House Republicans against the House Democratic caucus, of course. I mean, duh. What do you think? And from the 40s, the mid-40s through 95, there were only two candidates to get any votes. So basically, if we crack that around a different way, in four of the seven speaker's elections since then, other candidates have gotten votes, but most of them have been from conservative Democrats who are just trying to show their disapproval with the party's direction, which I think was also a little bit of the Pelosi thing, besides getting, as Schuler said, besides trying to get a middle ground between the two. There's no middle ground with this. Everybody's favorite grandpa who has a definite opinion, Roger Madden, here. Listen to his twist on the unions.
State governments in their attempt to deal with their massive debt are beginning to grapple with the fact that public sector unions are its main cause. The conflict between state taxpayers and public sector unions is therefore shaping up to be the battle of the coming decade. Private sector unions, beware. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I... If there was anything that brought to the American public's attention, especially those taxpayers who've been paying for the high wages and high pensions of state and municipal public sector employees, it was the hundreds of millions of dollars paid by public sector unions into the campaign chests of Democratic politicians during the election last November. If you want to understand the dynamics between state and local politicians and public sector unions, follow the money. Dues paid by members of public sector unions is used to fill the campaign chests of sympathetic politicians who, when they get elected, with no little help due to those public sector political contributions, return the favor by passing legislation which raises union wages and union pension benefits. To top it off, notwithstanding that the country is experiencing high unemployment, public sector employees are unique in effectively resisting this personal economic calamity. Taxpayers are furious, and throughout the country have thrown out of office those politicians who have been on the receiving end of public sector unions' largesse. What is fascinating, however, is now that public sector unions know they have a target on their back, they are attempting to drag into the fray union members in the private sector, seeking to help defend off the attacks. Further, newly elected state officials are overreaching by also going after private sector unions, which have been completely innocent in this corrupt relationship between organized labor in the public sector and elected state officials. Here's my advice. State and local elected officials, keep your eye on the real culprit, public sector unions. And as for private sector unions, keep in mind that your membership is made up of taxpayers, many of whom are currently unemployed, and they are in no move to help their fat and happy brethren. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, thanks, Roger. We shift from Roger to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? I know what you're going to say. Give us your new line.
Lovely.
That's perfect.
Well, not so lovely with the final of the World Junior Hockey Championship, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah, what happens? What happened with the Russians?
They got hot, we got cold. Plain and simple English.
That's life. That's hockey.
Yeah, you know it. Anyway, well, okay. As a new speaker, from what I saw, you know, I saw bits and pieces on CNN, he seems to be a no-nonsense, doesn't take any BS type guy. Am I correct?
John Boehner, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is he going to be fair, or is he going to be like, I'm the speaker, you don't like it? Tough?
I don't know. That's a good question. Is he going to be all Republican all the time?
Right.
I've heard that he actually is a guy that will work with other people. So if that's true, then even though he's towing a hard line, maybe they'll have some compromise. when they need it. I mean, let's face it. All politics, in a way, are partisan. As much as we talk about compromise, compromise,
sure.
It's about getting legislation passed, and it's about different ideologies that you can't help but trip on sometimes.
Right.
But the more you can get that middle ground, the better.
Okay. But okay, so it sounds like it's going to be a wait. From what you're saying, it's a wait and see attitude.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't know if you heard, but the new governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, gave himself a 5% pay cut, and he's telling everyone else in his group to do the same thing, and he's asking the unions, unions in New York State, to have a wage for pay freeze for 1 year. So at least here, he's doing the job.
Right, that's good.
Yeah.
Because whatever little, I don't care how minuscule the amount, it helps.
Right, for sure. And, I follow politics with border states,
Right, because you want to know what's going to affect Canada, that makes sense.
Right, and well, with Julie, she's following, like, with some states, where the chain of supermarkets she works for, will it affect? I mean, okay, yeah, sales taxes went up here in Quebec by 1%, but I mean, that doesn't really affect her because food's not taxed. But she's worried about some southern states. Are they going to be tight fisted, or are they going to, or is it going to be open? I mean, unfortunately, with the weather that they had in Florida recently, it's already shown with the price of oranges here. So, I guess it's going to be same thing. Wait and see, and.
Yeah, boy, so the price, how much are the price of oranges? How much have they jumped up in Canada?
A dozen now cost like $3.50.
And what was it before?
Like $1.99.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's terrible. $1.50 or so? That's awful.
You got it. But hopefully once once they get from Mexico and from California and wherever, then hopefully the price will go down. But, that is a wait-and-see attitude, so... But we did do some handstands about a certain governor who's no longer governor.
Who would that be?
Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah. Schwarzenegger, boy, his popularity really started to sink in the last couple of years, especially the last year, because California's drowning in IOUs. They're not paying anyone.
And what surprised me is that Jerry Brown ran again, and I thought, under United States law, he's allowed to run again for governor? Obviously.
Yeah, you can after a certain amount of time.
Okay,
that's what happened there. It just depends on... It's probably... I can't remember off the top of my head how long it's been, but it was the 70s the last time around for him. So this is a do-over for him. Let's see how good he does with the do-over. Sam, thanks.
Yeah. Take care.
All right. I'm going to say it for the first time in 2011. We still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. If you want to make things happen, get back up on the horse. As that carousel goes round and round, just reach out and you can still grab the brass ring. Do it.